Greg Gauthier is the chair of the Peavine Métis Settlement. He joins us on the line. Greg, thank you very much for joining us. The Peavine Métis Settlement was on evacuation order, but now everybody is back home. Just to get your comments, please. How good is it for everybody to come home?
Oh, it was a great relief, I think, for a lot of people to, you know, get back into their homes. People are displaced for, you know, several days, and yeah, it was quite an undertaking, but everyone's happy to be home and everyone's safe, so everything's good.
Most of the people, if I'm not mistaken, out of Peavine were displaced to evacuation centers in High Prairie. To your knowledge, and of course surrounding area, of course, to your knowledge, sir, how was everyone treated while they were away?
From all reports, we were actually in three different locations. We have Falaire Arena, and from reports there, everything was, you know, people were welcome and taken care of. And then High Prairie, we were at the Elks, you know, campground there, and people had their campgrounds out there, and they were treated very well, from what I understand. And the other one was at Capuino, actually, and there's, you know, over 150 people there, and they were treated very well there as well. They had great facilities that are just newly built facilities in Capuino, and a lot of the elders ended up over there, so they were treated very well. It was, you know, a great experience to have neighbors that were willing to take us in. It was heartwarming.
How good is it working with your neighbors? For example, the town of Falaire, Big Lakes County, High Prairie, Capuino First Nations, you know, people who are your good neighbors, I'm assuming, but how good is it working with them?
Yeah, I can't say enough for those groups of people that opened their, you know, their communities to us and welcome us and made us feel actually very welcome in their communities. And, you know, for example, in Capuino, the people that were there actually didn't want to go home. A few of them, they actually stayed an extra day, and it was very, very, you know, good to know that your neighbors are there for you in time of need.
With concerns to your neighbors and concerns, I guess, to Peavine Métis Settlement as well, I'm assuming plans are in place and were in place when emergencies, unfortunate emergencies like this happened. As the chair of the Peavine Métis Settlement, do you think reviews and possibly new plans will be discussed in the not-too-distant future when things like this arise?
Oh, definitely. It's really an eye-opener when you have to evacuate your community of, you know, 600 or so people. Just the logistics alone was, you know, quite daunting. But just speaking with the neighbors, you know, a more regional plan probably should be discussed, both things like this, such as this. It seems like the wildfire's only getting worse as we go on. So, you know, there's been some discussion among leadership that you know, these regional plans really should be kind of hammered out and thought of, you know, just so that we can get ahead of it for, you know, future events.
In your ideas as chair of the Peavine Métis Settlement, I guess you've been home for a little while now, but may I ask, what is next on the to-do list? Now that you're back home?
Well, now that we're home, we're trying to get back to normal operations. Of course, there's nothing normal about it. We have a six-hour alert still. There's still fires raging to our north. If they cross the Heart River, for example, they could come threaten the heart of the community again, so we're in a high alert there. That fire could also threaten Gift Lake, Whitefish First Nation. So we're not out of the woods yet, but just getting back to normalcy, trying to get our office hours back to normal and, you know, business as normal. There's a large play of oil in our community, so just getting those guys back to hauling oil in a safe manner, all those things, it's taking some time, but, you know, we're working diligently to get all that stuff kind of back in order, being mindful, of course, that, you know, the threat is not over.
Greg Gauthier is the chair of the Peavine Métis Settlement. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.